The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Anne Hathaway has a relationship with a guy 16 years younger than her in her new movie, which means you could say that she really hath a way with younger men. You know what? You stay and I'll go. That's fair. This episode's brought to you by Mando. Go to shopmando.com and use promo code Dan for a special offer. And stay tuned after the episode for more info. Hello, everybody. I am Dan Merle, and I'm here with my review for The Idea of You, at least for those of you that stuck around. It's streaming now on Amazon Prime and comes from director Michael Showalter, who wrote the screenplay along with Jennifer Westfeldt. And Michael Showalter is sneakily one of the most consistent directors working today. 2015's Hello, My Name is Doris was one of my favorite films that year and featured a fantastic performance from Sally Field. 2017's The Big Sick was also a great movie and landed Kumail Nanjiani and Emily V. Gordon an Oscar nomination for Best Original Screenplay. 2020's The Lovebirds wasn't as good as those two films, but I thought was a really enjoyable comedy that just got buried in pandemic-era streaming. 2022's The Eyes of Tammy Faye landed Jessica Chastain an Oscar for Best Actress. And now we have The Idea of You, a romance that could have gotten bogged down in tawdry, memeable moments, but actually turns an unconventional love story into something with real heart. Anne Hathaway stars as Celine, a 40-year-old divorced mother to a 16-year-old girl who has the very rom-com job of art gallery owner. When her ex flakes on taking her daughter and her friends to Coachella, Celine ends up as a chaperone for them to do a VIP meet and greet with a getting long in the tooth boy band called August Moon. Every rom-com has to have a meet cute, and here Celine mistakes the trailer of one of the band members for a public restroom. The band member's name is Hayes Campbell, played by Nicholas Galitzine, a 24-year-old heartthrob who immediately finds himself drawn to Celine.
And most people think they already know me. Hayes Campbell. It's not me. I don't know. You didn't seem to care. And for what it's worth, I think we met in a very interesting way.
What follows is the typical romance or rom-com skeleton. You have the meet-cute, the flirtatious period, the high highs, followed by the quote-unquote big complication, and then a tumultuous third act that will ultimately decide whether or not these two characters end up together. What The Idea of You adds to this skeleton, and what many romances and rom-coms forget to do, is to make these two people actual characters. The movie itself and its concept isn't really covering any new ground. We've seen the premise of one person being famous and one person not being famous done already in movies like Notting Hill. But these don't feel like stock characters. Celine is a successful woman, but also one who's experienced deep pain. Early in her relationship with Hayes, she talks in depth about the dissolution of her marriage and the lingering effect of the trust that she's lost. Hayes isn't just the hot guy. He also talks about the loss of his own identity in favor of being a teen pop idol and his worries that he'll never be anything more than a punchline. It doesn't help Hayes that August Moon is transitioning out of their peak teen pop phase and is, as Celine's daughter Izzy often puts, but it's so seventh grade. What the idea view also does smartly is to never use the premise of the age gap as the basis for the jokes in the movie. It's used as a complication for the two of them and a way to comment on society and how it deals with the age gap between two people, how it can be different for a man versus a woman. But the romance isn't defined here by age. It's a romance just like any other, but a complicated one that's impacted by issues like timing, societal pressure, the ravenous and soul-sucking glare of the public spotlight, and how two people's different experiences can both bond them and also further complicate their relationship. Yes, age is a factor in the story, but it's not the driving factor, and it keeps the movie from feeling familiar and one note. Anne Hathaway and Nicholas Galitzine are well cast in their roles. It's hard to believe that Hathaway is transitioning into mom roles, but that speaks to her longevity more than anything. I mean, we're nearly 25 years removed from The Princess Diaries. It's hard to believe. And Galitzine is no stranger to streaming romances, having already landed hits with Netflix's Purple Hearts and Amazon's Red, White, and Royal Blue. This is the first movie of his that I've actually seen, and he balances the roles of heartthrob and actual character well. He's also genuinely musically talented, which adds authenticity to his performance. If there's anything that works to the detriment of the idea of you, it's that it does have to fall into the conventions of the genre. I mean, you can look at the running time and almost timestamp when the big turns in the story are going to happen. There is a formula to these things for a reason, but it's all about how you play inside of those conventions. And the story turns I found to be mostly believable inside of that framework. There was a point where I was worried that they were doing a double beat, but it works well as you get toward the ending of the movie, because as you're going into the genre, you also have to keep an eye on the fact that you do want to give audiences what they want. The rom-com and romance genres didn't get popular because they consistently disappointed audiences in the end. Of course, we are in the streaming era and an era of great uncertainty for theatrical releases, so there's no telling how the idea of you would have done if it had gone out in theaters. But the thing that I'm worried about without the theatrical release is that this is the kind of movie that you're only going to hear about this weekend. It'll be popular for a few days, it'll hit social media, and then it'll disappear into the streaming black hole along with everything else. The idea of you deserves better than that. It deserves more than to just disappear after a few days, and it's one of the better romances that I've seen recently. Michael Showalter keeps delivering winners, and I hope that he gets the recognition he deserves as a director, both on streaming and the big screen. The performances in the movie are good. It works well inside the conventions of the genre. I didn't have a whole lot to complain about. It's maybe not one of the best movies of the year, but it's a movie that I enjoyed, which means that The Idea of You gets a confident, it's good rating. If you're looking for something solid to watch this weekend at home, you could certainly do a lot worse. And as a matter of fact, I talk about an option that maybe isn't as great with another review that I'm putting out at the same time as this one of Unfrosted, Jerry Seinfeld's new movie on Netflix. You can jump right over, click the thing up in the corner, or go to the video page on the channel and see that review right now. So those are my thoughts on The Idea of You. What do you think? Are you going to be watching it on Amazon Prime this weekend? Let me know down in the comments below. And before we go, I'm going to thank the sponsor for this video, Mando. This episode's brought to you by Mando. People think I'm crazy when I say this, but I'm not a big fan of summer. And one big reason is that I sweat a lot. And I hate doing the stealth pit smell maneuver to make sure I'm not stinking up the joint after I've been sweating outside. But that pressure's now off with Mando, because no matter how much I sweat, I'll still smell like $1 million. I mean, I won't smell like money, but you know what I mean. Mando whole body deodorant is safe to use anywhere on your body and is made with mandelic acid, which blocks the bacteria on your skin from causing odor. I put Mando on before mowing the yard the other day, and even though I sweat just as much as I always do, I didn't feel like I had to avoid talking to the neighbors so I could rush inside and take a shower. Right now, I'm using a solid stick deodorant, a bar for the shower, and even some deodorant wipes in case I need to stay fresh on the go. And Mando is clinically proven to control odor better than a shower with soap alone. If you're new to Mando, their starter pack is for you. You get a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like a mini body wash or deodorant wipes, and free shipping. Luckily, I have a discount code to help you get hooked on my favorite smelling whole body deodorant on the market right now. New customers get $5 off a starter pack with our exclusive code. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack. Just use code Dan at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com and use the promo code Dan. Thanks to Mando for sponsoring this video, and thank you for watching. Be sure to stay tuned right here for more movie news, reviews, box office, and more. Until next time, stay safe, and I'll see you then. Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree